science of robotics is indeed pretty new, and it's even newer in a country like Iran. And yet, the Iranians have managed to make some pretty good achievements over the past recent years. And here's Saman Kujuri telling us a little bit more about it.
Lemur NLZ was the first electronic autonomous robot created by William Walter in 1948. But the first truly modernized digitally operable and programmable robot, however, came out in 1954. Since then, different types of robots have been made and they are getting advanced year by year. To keep pace with the rapid technological development in the world, Iran has a series of plans to promote robotics. Organizing robotics competitions and festivals for different ages, ranging from school children up to university students, is one of the plans. Ayamnur University is one of the centers which hold regular robotics competitions in different leagues, including rescue, 2- and 3-dimension simulation, robo-fighter, D-miner, and robo-football player. Back in 2008, Iran, in a major progress, unveiled its first humanoid robot called Sorena. This robot has a height of 165 centimeters and weight of 60 kilograms and is able to speak according to predefined text. It has remote control, tracking and walking ability. This robot looks like the world's most advanced humanoid robot named Asimo, or Advanced Step in Innovative Mobility. One of the main centers of robotics in Iran is Qazvin Islamic Azad University. The university has a special department for robotics, in which 19 leagues are active. I went there to visit the different leagues and how much progress they have made. One of the main leagues here is the Mixed Reality. This is one of the most award-winning leagues of Iran's national robotics team.
The Mixed Reality League comprises two real and virtual worlds. Robots are our real world, and the ball and the pitch make the virtual world. The Mixed Reality makes a bridge between real and simulated leagues. We started this league in 2007. Since then, we have won the first place in the Iran Open 2 times. We have ranked 3rd in the 2010 Singapore competitions and 4th in Austria's RoboCup.
The Iranian national robotics team is working hard to secure a good place at the upcoming World RoboCup due to be held in Turkey this summer. Humanoid robot is the most favored type of robots being worked on at this university.
It is said that by 2050, humanoid robots will face human football players in a real match, but there is still a long way to go.
Qazvin Islamic Azad University hosts Iran Open RoboCup competitions each year, organized by Iran's National Robotics Committee. Different teams from different countries take part in the Iran Open. It is seen as one of the 5 major opens in the world. RoboCup is an international research and education initiative. It is an attempt to foster artificial intelligence and intelligent robotic research or project-oriented education.
Some biscuit, please. One of the main goals of robotics is to help humans have a peaceful and easy life. Oh, here comes the waiter. Thank you. It tastes good.
RoboCop chose soccer game as primary domain. Iranian home robots have also won awards at different international competitions.
We are working on home robots for 3 years now. These robots have participated in world competitions in China, Austria, and Singapore. And we are preparing for the World Cup in Turkey. This robot has been designed to help humans at home and help those who have a special disease or disability.
Although International RoboCup competitions is a good place to monitor the advancement of robotics in the world, it is also a good opportunity to share modern science and technology with other nationalities, which should one day be at the service of humanity. Saman Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.
Thank you.